In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As Jesus began to travel around the countryside near his home, I just wonder how many in those early days really got a feeling that he was the one, the man that mattered for them and was an answer to all their questions. For instance, did Jesus start with audiences who turned into congregations? How quickly were people drawn by his stories and teachings and healings and deeply affected by what they heard, saw, and experienced? We know from our reading of Scripture that eventually some of the things that Jesus said were just too much for some followers to take on board, and they decided to leave the audience or the congregation and go their own way. Can't help but reflect upon COVID. How much has COVID, for instance, thinned down church congregations? People have walked away for one reason or another, or have got out of the routine and commitment of worship. Or even on the other hand, how many have come into congregations because of that new word, Zoom? The audiences or congregations of our Lord's day also had peripheral members skulking around, many eager to trap Jesus, mainly because of what he was saying was for some deeply controversial. Unlike today in our part of the world, it was certainly quite a challenge to be an original disciple, even dangerous, as you were a marked person at a time when there had been other messianic figures who had fallen foul of the Roman and religious authorities of the time. Take this morning's epistle reading and story of violence, for example, to Paul and his colleagues. It is always good to be aware of the fragile world in which our faith began. Although the world of our weekly epistle and gospel readings is a long, long way away in time, the life of Jesus, because of the resurrection, is as fresh today as it ever was. His audiences, his congregations, love stories, as they were stories and parables that could be repeated from one person to another. Stories with imagery taken from everyday life. And that, of course, is why they have come down to us. Stories to challenge. Stories to amuse. Stories to instruct. Stories to open eyes and ears and hearts. God's stories. All Jesus did, as spelt out in today's gospel, was to bring people closer to God. People together, people of faith, gaining strength and insight from being together, like disciples learning together. It has always been the way of Christianity at its best, overcoming difficulties, obstacles, and human frailty. As somebody once famously said, Christianity comforts the disturbed and disturbs the comfortable. So having said all that, this morning I want to read you a story, a short story for you to take away with you. It's very much like a parable. It was written by a writer called Paul Collier, and it's entitled A Piece of Coal. So I know you're sitting here in pews in church, but if you're sitting comfortably, I will begin. Stephen always used to attend the Sunday service at his church, but he began to feel that the priest was always saying the same thing, and so stopped going. 2 months later, one cold winter night, the priest came to visit him. "He's probably come to try and persuade me to go back," Stephen thought to himself. He felt that he couldn't give the real reason for his absence, the priest's repetitive sermons. He needed to find an excuse. And while he was thinking, he placed 2 chairs beside the fire and started talking about the weather. The priest said nothing. After trying in vain for some time to start a conversation, Stephen gave up. The 2 men sat on in silence for nearly half an hour, staring into the fire. At that point, the priest got up, and with one of the logs that had not yet burned, he pushed 1 piece of coal away from the flames. Since there was not enough heat for the coal to continue burning, it began to cool. Stephen quickly drew it back into the center of the fire. "Good night," said the priest, getting up to leave. "Good night, and thank you very much," replied Stephen. However brightly a piece of coal may be burning, it will soon burn out if you remove it from the flames. However intelligent a man may be, he will soon lose his warmth and his flame if he distances himself from his fellow man. "I'll see you at church on Sunday." Amen.